Here you are. Welcome to An Ordinary Review with PJ. Today, the movie is about a character that has enthralled us, entertained us for 40 plus years. A character that was developed by George Lucas and Paul Kaufman and brought to the magical screen by Steven Spielberg way back in 1981 with the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark. And since then, we have waited with bated breath to go on to the next adventure of this character. A character that has taken us to mystical adventures with its cracking whip and a hat. A character that was made his own by Harrison Ford. Yes, I'm talking about Indiana Jones, and this is the last and final installment of the Indiana Jones franchise led by Harrison Ford. The movie is Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. So the movie starts at the fag end of World War II, when a digitally de-aged Harrison Ford along with Toby Jones are after the German rulers who are trying to escape the war with some valuable stolen artifacts. During the chase, they come across Mads Mikkelsen, who plays this German scientist and physicist, Dr. Wohler. The character is loosely based on the famous German scientist, Wernher von Braun. And as you know, Wernher von Braun was responsible for developing the V2 rockets during World War II under Hitler's regime. And after the war, he shifted to the US and helped the Apollo missions with NASA by developing the Saturn V rocket. Now, Mads Mikkelsen is after an artifact called Archimedes' dial. And he does manage to grab half a dial. The other half of the dial is what he needs to find. And during an interesting CGI-dominated chase sequence, Harrison Ford and Toby Jones manage to grab this dial from him and escape. The movie then shifts to the 1960s. It is 1969, man has landed on the moon and US is celebrating. Harrison Ford is now contemplating retirement. He is teaching history and archaeology in a college in New York. He is ruminating the death of his son and the separation from his wife. Toby Jones, his closest friend, is dead, but not before he discovered the magical powers of this dial, which can actually enable time travel. And he's scared that if the dial falls in the wrong hands, then someone can go back in time and change the course of history. So he gives his dial to Harrison Ford for safekeeping. Phoebe Waller-Bridge plays Helena, Toby Jones' daughter, who is into artifact smuggling. So she, because she's Harrison Ford's goddaughter, comes to know that he has his dial and kind of fools him in giving the dial to her, and then she escapes. She wants to sell the dial. Mads Mikkelsen is very much alive and he's after this dial along with sidekick Boyd Holbrook because he wants to get the dial, get the other piece of the dial and then use his magical powers to go back in time and change the course of history. He has his ambition of being the ruler that Hitler could not be. Now, this is where the adventure for a typical Indiana Jones movie begins. Harrison Ford and Phoebe Waller-Bridge along with her sidekick played by this young boy Ethan Isidore are trying to get hold of this dial and prevent it from falling in the hands of Mads Mikkelsen. And on the other hand, Mads Mikkelsen, Hoyt Holbrook and their gang are after it because they want to grab this dial. So that excitement of what will happen, will they get hold of the second piece of the dial, will they be able to see the magical powers of the dial is what the rest of the movie is all about. So it has all the elements of an Indiana Jones movie. It has the adventure, it has the humor, it has the action, and it has interesting chase sequences. One particular chase sequence which happens in Morocco, it's shown in Tangiers and it's an auto chase sequence along with cars and auto rickshaw, is absolutely fabulous. It'll really keep you on the edge of your seat. Very well done. Performance wise, Harrison Ford is back as Indiana Jones. Even though he's 80 plus, the charm, the wisecracks, the dry humor, the action, it's all there. And you just love him on the screen playing the Indiana Jones character one last time. Phoebe Waller-Bridge, I thought, was the most spirited performance in the movie. I think she, in some scenes, even outshone Harrison Ford. You just love her. You know, her comic timing, her action, her ability to stand shoulder to shoulder with Harrison Ford in all the scenes. She's just absolutely fabulous. I think a fantastic performance by Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Ethan Isidore, as her sidekick, this young boy Teddy, is very competent. You love him. Mads Mikkelsen and Hoyt Holbrook as these two villains are aptly suited, particularly Mads Mikkelsen as this German scientist who wants to grab hold of this dial and go back in time. he is well suited to the character you love. He's a great actor. He has played some fantastic villainous characters before, and this is equally good. The only actor who perhaps is totally wasted in this movie, he's there on the posters of this movie and you would have expected some fun performance from him, is Antonio Banderas. He's shown as this friend, a sailor friend of Harrison Ford, who helps him deep diving to recover the dial, but he's absolutely wasted. It's a very short cameo, no impact in the movie. I thought, why was he there in the movie in the first place? Overall, it is a typical Indiana Jones movie. But if you truly ask me, did I enjoy it thoroughly? No, I did not. I felt the movie was a little bit of something that you have seen it, been there, done that. I also felt that perhaps this is a time that Indiana Jones truly is closing down the franchise, because I think it's out of time in today's world. It felt a little stale and it did not have the same energy or the excitement that you typically expected from Indiana Jones movie. I think the plot line, the way the action was done, the chase sequences, all felt as if you've seen it multiple times in the past. Nothing new to offer. So I'm glad that the studios have taken a decision to close down the franchise and give a fitting end to this character by allowing Harrison Ford at 80 plus to play this character one last time. So if for nothing else, go and see this movie in a theater near you for purely sentimental reasons. You have loved this character for 40 plus years. You've loved the adventure, the humor and the action, and Harrison Ford. So for making sure that you get one final look in of Indiana Jones' character, do go check it out and have fun. Thank you for watching my reviews and loving them, and all the feedback and goodwill that you share. But I do need help. I need many more subscribers, so I need your help to reach out to your friends and family and help them subscribe to my channel. In case you are not able to see my reviews on YouTube, I also release them as podcasts on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. So if you're going for a walk or on a drive, you want to listen to my reviews, you can always check them out. I look forward to bring more interesting reviews for you in the future, but keep loving my reviews, keep sharing your feedback. Till next time, bye-bye.